Boker Tov. We have some background noise here. We're going to have some background noise anyway because we're working there and moving the oven a bit. For all those who didn't participate yesterday, where were you yesterday? Yad Vashem? Yad Vashem. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we have the schud of being able to bake matzahs. Please come in and take. Those who were in the Maishir yesterday don't have to participate right now. I mean, you can have your own thing. If you want to hear it again, you can hear it again. We have the schud of being able to bake hand matzahs in the yeshiva. It's a very unique experience. Not everybody is zoche. And I just want to go through the basics, mainly from a practical perspective, of what we need to know when we're baking the matzahs. This is what you see now. There's this nashin is turning into a bakery, and we have to know all the basic things to make sure that our matzahs are kosher lePesach, and we don't have a situation where it'll be a lot of fun baking, but we won't be able to eat it because there's a chashash chametz or all kinds of things like that. So we'll go just through really the basic things. So if I just ask you, just common sense, what are the practical things we need to know? What elements, what factors do we need to take into account? When we're baking matzahs, please raise your hand if you have anything to say. Ben Shaya, yeah. I can't hear you. Speak loud.
Time.
Okay, time. What else? Yeah, time, very good. Yeast. What about yeast? You can't have too much yeast. Anybody have any other opinion here? Yeah. No yeast. Thank you very much. No yeast. Okay. What ingredient? No. Okay. No yeast. We don't rise at all. Okay. Okay. Ingredients. Okay. We have to talk about the ingredients. We'll talk about them soon. Okay. In a bit more detail. Okay. So we spoke about time, ingredients. What other factors do we have to take into account? Yeah.
Cleanliness.
Right. Environment, cleanliness. Okay, we spoke about time. Guys, I'm taking some intake because I want to. But let's just do it mesudal because if everybody's going to speak whenever it just feels like, we won't hear one another. So we have the time, we have the ingredients, we have cleanliness. What other factors we have, Sully? Excuse me? Okay, what about it? Okay, Seder. The fire of the oven. We'll talk about the fire of the oven soon. Beseder. The other factors, yeah?
Precision.
Okay, precision goes... Okay, the way you're doing things. Time. Okay, time and precision go together, Mikey.
Shape.
Okay, right. What shape does the matzah have to be? Whatever shape you like. But it may as most likely the best would be round. Okay, yeah. The construction of the oven. Okay, that's done already. That's being taken care of. What do we need to take... what else are the other factors we have here? Gosh. Kavanah. Okay, intention. We'll speak about that. A second. Nachon. Kavanah. Anything else? So we have time. We have the environment. We have ingredients. We have the oven. We have the oven. We have kavanah. What other things were said here? Precision. Anything else? Corey? The flatness of it. Nachon. The shape of the matzah. We spoke about the shape. Okay, the general shape. Also the flatness. I mean, we're talking about three-dimensional matzahs, right? Okay. A matzah is not only... matzah has three dimensions. Okay, it has length, width, and height. Okay, so we talk about the height of the matzah. How high do we want the matzah to be? Well, what do you say? How high do we want the matzah to be?
Not high.
Okay, as low as possible. Right. Okay, as thin as possible. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. We'll try and relate to these factors, see what we're doing. Okay, so what are the ingredients we have?
Water.
Not yeast. Right, what do we have? Okay.
Water
and
flour.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I'll go to the tap and take some water, and I'll go to the store and buy a pack of flour. Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Right. Yeah. Great. Hey. No. No good at all. No. If you're doing that, your matzahs are most likely going to be chametz. Okay. Why is that? Okay. I'll explain in a second. The flour you buy in the store. Okay. I just said most likely, but not for sure. But we have a din, we have a halacha, the Torah says, Ushmartem et ha-matzot. Okay, Ushmartem et ha-matzot means, we need, what's the shmor?
Guard.
Okay? Guard the? Matzahs. Guard the matzahs. Okay, so we'll get a soldier here, we'll get a guy from Buckingham Palace with a, yeah? We'll who'll guard the matzahs. Is that what we're supposed to do? Okay, so how do you guard matzahs? What do you do with, how do you guard matzahs? So there's two opinions, but we're knowing both of them. The first thing and the most important thing is to guard them from chametz, okay? To make sure the matzahs are not chametz. What's the difference between bread and matzah? They're both made from flour and water. Obviously, in bread, a lot of times you put yeast, but even without yeast, you can make bread. There are people who are sensitive to yeast. They have biological issues, okay? They can't eat yeast. They have some reactions and things. They have bread with flour and water on its own. So what's the difference between... it's the time factor. It's the rising of the dough. Okay, these are the factors that make the difference between matzah and chametz. We're using exactly the same ingredients. So if we don't do things precisely, okay, and at the right time with the right cleanliness, our matzah has all the ingredients to be chametz. So we need to make sure it's not chametz. How to make sure it's not chametz? We have to make sure that the flour, okay, does not touch water before we start the baking. When you buy flour in the store, the flour is made from wheat and from grains that have been rinsed and washed and all things like that. They've come into touch with water along the way, and therefore it could have fermentation. It's not a word in Hebrew. Don't use it. Don't you know what you're talking about? Okay, the fermentation of this mixture, okay, starts. Okay, it could have started. So you want to make sure. So therefore, we have to guard the flour that does not come into contact with water. That means the flour we're getting here is special flour. It's not flour just bought in the store. Okay, it's there's different stages. There are different shitot. From when you need to guard the flour, the two main shitot are, or from the time of the grinding, okay, that doesn't come into contact from the time of the grinding, mish'at t'china. The more machmir shita is from the time of the reaping, mish'at k'tzira, okay? When you say shmura matzah doesn't mean guarded matzah, it means it's prevented, it's made sure the water did not touch the flour, okay? Shmura mish'at, you'll see in the store, there's shmura mish'at t'china, v'shmura mish'at k'tzira. The matzahs that are shamur mish'at k'tzira from the time of the reaping are usually five times the price of the matzahs that are shamur mish'at chinah. That's how you know. Okay, if you see a cheap matzah and it says shmura, if it's cheap, you know it's not shamur mish'at k'tzira. Okay, so the flour here is flour, the special flour that is guarded, that the wheat and the flour is not come into contact with water from the time the grains were reaped. Okay, the wheat was reaped in the field, okay? So that's the flour we have. It's very special flour, okay? So that we have the flour. That's the flour we have. What about the water? Any water, guys? Yeah. Anybody here at any time about Maim Shelanu? What does Maim Shelanu mean? Our water, yeah. Good, okay. Classic. Okay, so Shelanu, Lalun. Lalun means to sleep, okay? You all know very well what it means to sleep in the shishim, right? Very good. Okay, no, you know what it is in the morning, not in the evening. Okay, there's a lot of strong cola lila here. So, lalun is to sleep. Okay, maim shelanu is not our water. Obviously, it has to be ours. We don't steal water. We don't take water that doesn't belong to us. But it really means, regarding our context, maim shelanu means water that has slept overnight. Why does water have to sleep overnight? It settles. Okay, we're living in a technology era, so everything's refrigerated and things like that. But we spoke before about the environment and heat. The oven has to be very hot, but we want the environment and our... What causes fermentation, cold or heat? Heat, right? Germs, okay, and it's a biological, chemical-biological reaction, okay, that causes the dough to rise. So the more heat you have, the faster and the quicker it becomes chametz. What does the word chametz mean? Milshon? Hechmitz. Thank you. Right. The dictionary, use the same. Okay, you can use the word. Who here has bought a falafel or shawarma in the past few months?
Sour.
Sour. Thank you very much. Chamutzim. Chomus araf chamutzim. Yeah, you know that one? What does chamutzim mean?
Pickles.
Sour pikelim. Nachon? Sour pikelim. So, you have sour. Chamutz means sour, okay? The dough becomes sour. That's the fermentation. It becomes sour. We don't want that to happen. So if you don't want that to happen, that means we need to make sure the environment we're in is as cold as possible, okay? We're not going to work in a freezer. Okay, but that's why when you freeze things, it lasts. Okay, it lasts longer. If you boil a soup, okay, and you leave it out overnight in Israeli thing, in the morning you can throw it in the garbage, right? If you leave it in the refrigerator, it'll last a week. Leave it in the freezer, it'll last a half a year, right? Because the colder you go, there's less germs. It doesn't become sour. It does that. So we want to make sure the water we're using with the dough is as cold as possible. Okay, so if we have a refrigerator, great. But mayim shelanu, okay, so when we still do that, from the time the Gemara, there were no refrigerators. How do you make sure the water is cold? You can't put it in the freezer. You leave it overnight. Okay, overnight, so it becomes cold. So then it becomes cold. When it's cold, you can use it. Okay, it makes sure the dough doesn't rise fast. Mayim shelanu. Okay, so we use that's the water we use. So we have special water, mayim shelanu, and we have special dough, flour that is shamur, mishat ktsira. These are the two ingredients, main ingredients we have, and that is the only ingredients. Therefore, okay, nobody enters, passes these mechitzas with no water, no food, no nothing, no chametz. Now we're talking about the environment. The environment has to be totally chametz-free, okay? Now, chametz-free, obviously, you don't enter not with your water bottle or with anything. I don't want any drops of water from anywhere dripping on anything or any crumbs from anything. But the next thing is cleanliness, okay? You mentioned cleanliness. Cleanliness means, first of all, take a look at your nails. Any guitar players here? Yeah, okay. Make sure your nails are clipped, okay? No long nails. If your nails are, you can chew them off. No. Make sure nobody enters the bakery better before clipping their nails and make sure they're clipped short. Not over. We don't want any dough, okay? We're going to do more than one round of baking. Now, if you're baking and dough gets stuck under your nail, right, and you're doing the next round, so the dough there is chametz already from the previous round. The dough under your nails is chametz. You're going to be baking. You're going to be touching the dough. And you're going to put chametz into your matzahs. So I'm sure you don't want to eat chametz on Leil HaSedur. So you make sure your nails are clipped, okay? And we're going to wash our hands and brush your nails also, okay? We have nail brushes. You're going to wash your hands and brush your nails before you enter the bakery, okay? And between rounds also. Then if we have one round, if we get done, depends what time it'll be, but if we have time to do a second round, so we're going to clean all the area, okay? We clear off all the dough and pieces and bits and pieces that are left, okay, and make sure there's no, everything is totally dry and clean for the next round. We don't want any speck of chametz from the previous round, right, going into the next round of matzahs, okay? It's very, very important. Cleanliness here is the name of the game. That's the main thing, okay? It's not a lacha cleanliness, it's not a lacha to learn. It's just to make sure you're responsible, and you're responsible because you don't know which matzah you're going to eat. Since this is my matzah, your matzah, the matzahs are all going to be together, and afterwards divided out. I don't know exactly how, but when you see how many good ones and bad ones we have. But that is that. Okay, so cleanliness very, very important. Okay. Excuse me. Well, okay. I mean, if you want to eat a ring is not chametz. If you want to put your gold ring in the matzah, I don't mind. But I don't think so, but I would say make sure your hands are with nothing on them. Okay, watches, I don't know. Why would your watch have chametz? I don't know. I don't think it's a problem. Okay, it's not a... You don't have to go crazy. Okay, set up. Okay, next step. Okay, so we mix the flour and the water. We have a bowl. Okay, you know what a bowl looks like. Okay, we have everything here, as you're going to see, is stainless steel or metal. All the surfaces we've been working on. Except for the last station, we'll explain in a second, are all preferably stainless steel. Stainless steel in general is colder, okay? It's colder than other surfaces, which is better, because again, it maintains a colder environment for doing the matzah, and it's less likely to rise, okay? Now, how much time do we have to get the matzah done? 18 minutes, exactly, okay? 18 minutes from the second, okay, we mixed the flour and the water. There's going to be a guy with a stopwatch. He's going to be in charge of taking time and announcing the time as we're going along to make sure we get all the matzahs in the oven on time. Okay, any dough or any matzah that is not in the oven before the end of 18 minutes is out. It's gone, okay? As I explained, this flour is expensive flour. It's things, chaval, to waste it. You want to work properly. And make sure all the matzahs are in the oven by the time 18 minutes are up, okay? Talking about cleanliness and chametz, anything the second Hershey, anything that falls on the floor, okay? Anything that falls on the floor for some reason, or in the garbage immediately. The floor is full of flour, full of dirt from, not even, forget the hygiene issue, there's a chametz issue, both of them, things fall on the floor all the time. We're going to have a lot of rounds of baking here. The floor is like, for you, if the floor is chametz, okay? If anything touches the floor, it's chametz. If a piece of it, you were rolling a matzah, or you tried to put the matzah on the broomstick before you put it in the oven, and it slipped off onto the floor, and malasot, into the garbage, okay? In malasot, you can't take any chances that we'll have chametz here. So we mix the flour in the water. So we have a guy who's going to be in charge of mixing the flour in the water. One guy pours in the water, one pours in the flour. The third guy mixes up. The fourth guy starts a stopwatch, and he's in charge of time, okay? He's in charge of time, and it's 18 minutes till we get this thing in the oven. Okay, how do we work the dough? Okay, so the guy's going to be mixing the dough. He's going to be wearing gloves, an apron, I reckon. You don't want to get dirty. Mix it up as quick as possible. Mix up the dough and get it into one piece. Okay, make sure the water gets to all areas of the flour. Okay, you don't have like flour blobs like in the middle of the dough. You don't want that. Okay, that's the main job of the first guy. You know what I mean? Do you ever have like a soup and somebody put in like soup mix and you got like a whole big floury soup mix? You ever get that kind of thing? Yeah. Not this yeshiva is good to cook here, but it happens, right? So you don't want that to happen. You don't want to have like something that looks like dough. Something you open it up, you have like a big flour thing in the middle. You don't want that. So the guy's mixing it up. Make sure it's mixed up. Make sure the water. We're putting in very little water relatively. We don't want the dough to be sticky. We want it to be hard. We don't want the matzah to rise. We want it to be as hard as possible and as crispy as possible. Also, we want it to be tasty. We don't want it to taste like cardboard or worse than that. Okay, so therefore we put in relatively a small amount of water. Okay, the ratio usually is more or less 1 to 2. That means if we're going to use 500 grams, a half a kilo of flour, we're going to put in just a bit less than 250 cc's of water. Let's say 240 cubic centimeters of water with 500 grams of flour. Okay, that's what we're going to be working with. Okay, so we mix it up. The next stage is the finial. Okay, you can't see it from here. There's a kind of small table, stainless steel table with a kind of pole on it, with a kind of a crusher thing. The thing's like a heavy steel with a pole. Okay, so it looks like a big rolling pin. Okay, and the guy who's in charge of that station, we're going to divide into stations as we're going along, with each group. And you push down the dough. Okay, the two guys there, one is uses the thing and pushes, like presses on the dough just to make sure it's all like achid. How do you say achid?
Unified.
Unified. Okay, we want it unified. We want the water and the flour to mix it unified and be the dough, not like the softer parts and harder parts and that. We want it to be unified, so we have to knead it. That's basically a kind of a hand machine that's really a kneading machine, okay? A kneading hand machine. So we do that. We fold a few times. Once it gets unified, now's the time to stop. Uniform. Thank you very much. Uniform. Yeah. Right. Okay. I was after to remind myself that I'm an English-speaking Israeli, so I have my trouble with English words sometimes. Okay. So once the dough is uniform, okay. So then we're gonna have like a long sausage, okay, of dough, which we're gonna cut up, slice it. We're gonna slice it into little kind of pitas, okay. Let's say 2 centimeter thick, and about this size, little pitas. Okay, that's where you're going to each, and those are the guys are going to be along the table with the rolling pins are going to get that. You have to make this little pita into a nice size, thin, very thin matzah. Okay, you're going to be rolling from the center outward. The way to do it is you get a little pita, you roll, we'll explain it when we start the baking itself, but basically you roll from the center outward, turn it 90 degrees from the center outward. Don't roll back, because if you roll back, what's going to happen? It's going to roll back on you, all the shape is going to get messed up, okay? So you don't want that to happen, you just want to roll it out. You roll it out thin. If you roll it out thick, what's going to happen? You're going to put a thick matzah into the oven. What happens? It's very hot on the bottom, very hot on the top. You ever go and get a challah in the store for Shabbos, and when you cut it up in the middle, it was a bit doughy? Ever happen? Some people love it, some people hate it. You'll have it, right? Yeah. But we don't want that to happen, because if it's doughy, it means it wasn't... Doughy's that word? Whatever. You know what I mean? Okay? If it's doughy, it means it wasn't baked properly. If it isn't baked properly, it's a chashash of what? Chametz. We don't want that. We have to make sure that all the dough is baked 100%. Therefore, the matzah has to be thin. If it's going to be thick, your matzah is going to be canceled out. It may go into the oven, but when it comes out, the Rav HaMashgiach, Rav Bagno, is going to come later, and he's going to look at this as too soft. It's going to come out too soft. Okay? And the matzah is gone. Okay? The matzah won't be kosher to eat on Pesach. Etc. So you have to make sure you're rolling it out thin. Okay? So you're going to be rolling on the matzah. Yeah, Micha, question? No. Okay? No. The oven not become chametz. It just touches the outside. It's so hot. It's everything burns there all the time. It's not a... It's a good question. Anyway. It's burning itself all the time anyway. It's like this, okay? Now, for these you. Question, Lauren. Okay.
If you're using colder things, colder water, colder stainless steel,
right.
Why 18 minutes now? Sometimes it can be more time.
We don't know. The thing is, we don't know. There's no scientific way. Okay, there's no scientific way. It's a good question. How do we know? There's no scientific ways knowing exactly when the fermentation starts, when it's exactly chametz. So we have the rule of 18 minutes, okay? And we have to make sure that theoretically you're right, okay? If you look in the poskim, there are sfaradim that allow it to have soft matzot. Theoretically, you can make a bread within 18 minutes. According to a lot of poskim, wouldn't be considered chametz. We don't rely on that shita. We are choshesh, the shita, that it has to be totally baked and hard. Okay, and therefore anything that's soft in the middle that the fire wasn't really on it, we're choshesh for chametz. Okay?
No, I'm just saying that if I'm using a colder bowl or colder water, if we were in the freezer, and it takes the process longer, so then that gives me more time.
Theoretically, right, but we're not choshesh now. We want to make sure that we don't have a counter situation where the heat could cause fermentation to happen less than 18 minutes. We don't want that to happen. Okay? Yeah.
So is it 18 minutes until you put it in the oven or until you take it out of the oven?
Until you put it in the oven. It's in the oven a minute. It's like really short time in the oven. Once it's in the oven, it's good. Okay, so you have to have it in the oven by the end of 18 minutes. Okay, just let's go through it. It's already 10 o'clock. I want to finish up. So, you're rolling the matzahs. Great, you made a thin matzah. Great. Now, have a thin matzah. Okay, a thin piece of dough. Let's say about this size. Now, what am I going to do with it? Okay, what am I going to do with it? I'm going to put it in the oven. Oh, holes in it. Why do I need to put holes in it? What's going to happen if I put it in the oven? Who here has made an omelet in his life? Who didn't make an omelet here in his life? Dare, don't put up your hand. Okay, so you made an omelet. What happens now when you put an egg in a frying pan? A lot of times, right? You have like these bubbles arise, right? Because there's a lot of heat coming from the bottom. And there's kind of pockets there, air pockets in the middle, right? So what happens is they all swell up. So what happens if I'm going to put a matzah in and it becomes a bubble, okay? Bubbles, because if I don't put holes in the dough, it's going to bubble. What's going to happen to the bubble? The outside part, again, the external part is going to get burnt or baked, right? The bottom part is going to bake, but what's down the middle? It's going to stay doughy and gooey, right? And that, again, is a chashash of what? Chametz, and we don't want that to happen. So we have to make holes. So we have these kind of they're called, don't ask me what the literal meaning of the word is, but redlers, okay? The guys are making the holes, okay? You have this kind of spiky roller, like to make the pizza dough. You know? Yeah, okay? So, yeah. Go on. Talk American language. Pizza. Okay. So you have these kind of spiky rolling things, okay? And there's two guys going to be at that station. Your job is to get the matzah from the guys, okay, who are rolling it. You receive it at that station, and you make holes. Now you go from the center outward all along. Don't go backwards, okay? Don't go from the outside inwards or else it's going to mess up the whole matzah. You're going to have to give the dough back again to redoing it. It's going to take more time. Do it from the center outwards. In every direction, do it a lot. If you don't do the holes properly, there's going to be bubbles. Now if you have bubbles, so it could be that, okay, 3/4 of the matzah is good, but the corner of the matzah bubbled up. So we're going to have to cut off that piece. Okay, afterwards, because it's doughy. And if it's doughy, you have that piece, you're going to have a broken matzah. So a broken matzah is kosher to eat, but it's not good for lechaseder, chaval. Okay, it's not a whole matzah. So you want to make sure that you're doing it properly. The guys are doing the holes, very, very important to do it properly, and to make sure you did holes like all over. It's like holes, do it again and again and again and again, as much as you can. Now, From that point, there's going to be, we have broomsticks, okay? Nimbus 2000 new broomsticks. Yeah, true. Yeah, okay. Right? Yeah, very, you'll see there. Okay. We have broomsticks. The broomsticks, we put the matzah, okay? The matzah's ready, okay? We rolled it out. We have a kind of a dough, a matzah dough. You made the holes in it. Now it's ready to go into the oven. How's it going to the oven? We have to have a clean broomstick. So the broomsticks are, or you're going to see soon what we're going to do with them. They're clean, okay? Totally clean. Some are going to have a paper around them. And you place the matzah dangling, okay? Like on broomstick like this. Two-thirds on one side and a third on the other side, okay? You can imagine it. Okay, not half-half, not 50-50. You want to have it two-thirds and a third more or less. Make sure you don't do it 90%, 10%, or else it's going to roll off onto the floor. You don't want that to happen, right? Well, you put it dangling, but like more one side to the other side. Why is that? It just makes it easier for the guys putting it into the oven just to roll it into the oven, okay? And it won't the parts won't stick one to the other, okay? So you put it on the broomstick. The guys are going to be there with the broomstick. You take only a new broomstick. You give it to the guy. The guy's going to the broomstick. You put it on the broomstick. You give it to the guy who is standing at the oven station. Then there'll be a more professional person there because the oven is very, very important. I'll explain in a second. And then he puts it into the oven, and hopefully, and all you do is you rot him, and hopefully it'll come out okay. So that's basically the procedure of what we're doing here. Okay, so we have the bowl station. Okay, the chiner, like the pressing with the pole station. We have the rolling station, the redler station, and the broomstick station to give it to the oven. And the oven station, the oven is only somebody very designated for that. So you have to be professional for the oven, because the oven, why is that very important? Because let's say the guy doesn't roll it properly in the oven, and it's like rolled one on top of the other like that. Okay, so you're going to have again a problem of a thick matzah where it's like folded one onto the other. It's folded, so the inner part is not going to be baked. Only the outer part is going to be baked, so it's no good. Okay, so you're going to have to break off that piece afterwards. Or if the guy in the oven by mistake puts one matzah on top of the other, so again you're going to have a problem because, again, the outside part is baked and the inside part is not baked. So the oven guy, he has his stuff. He's doing his stuff hopefully professionally. Make sure not to mess up the matzahs. another one important point before we start is that in order to prevent the fermentation from happening, actually 2 points, fermentation from happening, we have to work the dough all the time. We don't leave the dough idle. When you bake challahs, right, what do? You put the flour in the water, then what do you do? All rise, right? Okay, you put it aside. You put it aside and just let it rise. Nahon? We don't want that. We work the dough all the time. That means you have to keep your eyes open. Let's say you're at the rolling station and you see there's a lot of matzahs at the redler station going into the oven. So your matzah's rolled already. But we don't want a bottleneck. What could happen where there's like 10 matzahs waiting for the redler to make the holes? We don't want that to happen because the dough is going to be sitting there idling. We don't want that to happen. We have to work the dough all the time. When you work the dough all the time, keep on rolling it. Keep on turning it over, rolling the other side. Okay, make sure you're working the dough. There's no dough to sit. I don't want to see pieces of dough sitting like, or matzah sitting on the table. Oh, I finished what I need to do. I want to take a break and have a coffee or a Dr. Pepper. Okay? There's no, as I said, obviously no food and drink in that area. But, right? If you need a drink, do it now. So that's, we have to work the dough all the time to prevent the fermentation, to prevent it from being chametz. So we're also, the two ways we're doing it is time, okay? Time. Doing things quickly and working it all the time. Last point, very important. Hershey, you're only going to miss it. You won't know. Your masses won't be kosher. Ben. Yeah, take a seat. It's okay. Yeah, good. Last point, very important point. Ushmaratem et hamatzot. We're keeping it from chametz, okay? We're using dough that was kept from... The water didn't. We're using flour. The water didn't touch it. We're taking time. We're doing ashgacha. We're making sure everything's clean. We're working the dough all the time. According to a lot of Rishonim, it's Rashi and the Gemara b'Psachim already. Ushmartem et hamatzot is also a positive shmira. That's what Shmuel Magid mentioned before. That the kavana, we have to have the intention to do it for l'shem matzah. Okay, l'shem matzah. In the intention for matzah, we're not the shem matzat mitzvah. We have the matzot of being yotzei the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. So we're going to say at the beginning, when we saw we put the water and the flour together, we're all going to say together, l'shem mitzvat matzah, okay, l'shem matzat mitzvah, whatever you want to say, it's both of them are okay. And as we're going along, we're going to be saying, l'shem matzat mitzvah, l'shem matzat mitzvah, all what we're doing, and that's the big advantage of hand-baked matzahs, is that we're doing the actions of baking the matzah with the intention. Okay, we can put our intentions into our actions. When you're eating machine matzahs, the machine matzahs are all done by machine. Where did the action of a person and intention come in? Only at the first point of pressing the button at the beginning when the machine started working. Okay, so l'shem matzat mitzvah is every action we're doing, the mixing of the flour and the water, the finil, the rolling, the l'shem matzat mitzvah, the putting in the oven, l'shem matzat mitzvah, all we're doing as we're going along, we're going to be saying that. Okay, so we went through from the flour and the water through mixing up, taking time, pressing the dough and making it uniformed, rolling it out. We said we're going to slice it, get these pitas, make them into bigger, thin, wide, round. Hopefully, some of them are going to come out oblong, like you're going to have this, or like kind of because of star shape. Hopefully, not star shape. But if it splits up, just fold it in again and do it. Okay, roll it out again. And the red layers, and then into the oven. Again, cleanliness very important. So all those are going to... Wait, who's baking now? Where's our quality? What? Who's baking now? So let's... So all we're going to do... Anybody who's baking right now, make sure you clip his nails, okay? Clip your nails. Make sure your hands are totally clean.